I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Fulani herdsmen strike again in Nigeria. More on that in just a moment. Plus, it's almost Mother's Day in the United States. Stick around if you're still looking for an out-of-the-box gift. But we'll begin in Nigeria, where on Tuesday, the Fulani herdsmen carried out another attack on a village in northeast Nigeria. The attackers entered the village, burning down homes and killing as they went. A partner of Christian Aid Mission agreed to share his firsthand account with us. Gabriel Boreau, a missionary in Nigeria, says two believers were lost and many other people killed and wounded.
Last night, they killed a lot of our people that we have been reaching out in those communities, and many of them that escaped without carrying anything. And now they are in with our staff that are in the city, and sometimes we don't even know how to keep them. And there are hundreds and hundreds of them.
Right now, the missionary team is overwhelmed as they try to help the survivors of the attack.
Most of them have been in internally displaced camps, and we go there, we feed them, we provide resources for them, we do what we can do in our ministry for them, and then we help empower some of them, but we have so little and only so limited to do.
Would you ask God to meet the physical and spiritual needs? Pray for the emotional healing from the trauma, and pray that as the global church learns about what's happening in northern Nigeria, they would reach out and help their Nigerian brothers and sisters. And finally, pray encouragement for Nigeria's believers. We turn next to China. With the new implementation of religious restrictions in China, organizations serving believers have had to change their approach, too. Bibles for China's Kurt Rovenstein says,
our paradigm has shifted a bit in terms of how we go about partnering with the folks in China that God has put us in touch with. Maybe less personal touch from folks in the West. That seems to be one of the roadblocks is foreigners into China. And so we try to respect that. And, you know, the law of the land and the requests of our partners there.
To better equip believers and follow laws, Bibles for China has changed some of their materials, including their study Bibles. But their highest priority for materials is keeping God's word accurate.
That's definitely something that we're keeping our eyes on. And as we work with Amity Press there in purchasing scripture, we want to make sure that what we distribute is God's word and God's word alone. And with the partners that we have in several of the provinces, trusting them to keep us in the know as to the veracity of the scripture, that they have integrity, that there hasn't been changes.
$5 gets a Bible into the hands of a believer through Bibles for China. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And if you're hearing this in the United States, you know that Mother's Day is just around the corner. India Partners' Donna Glass suggests thinking outside the box this year as you plan a gift for mom.
Flowers are nice, but is it needed? No. Flowers wilt and die. A card ends up in recycling eventually.
So why not change a life in mom's honor instead?
For $100, you can make a difference in a woman's life and the life of her family.
Through its in-country cohorts and help from people like you, India Partners offers a 6-month training program to disadvantaged women. Moms like Petey learn how to operate a foot-powered sewing machine and make clothing.
She's married. She has 2 children, a girl and a boy. But she only studied up just through the 6th grade. And with her husband working, he's only earning 2,000 to 2,500 rupees a week. That's $5 a day. So a lot of times that she would go out working as a day laborer because she didn't have any qualifications. She only studied through the 6th grade. And this was really difficult.
So this Mother's Day, consider helping a mom like Petey. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
There are 60 women who are going to graduate in June, and each of them are going to receive a brand new sewing machine. Sewing machine is $100.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free resource called The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. This free book will only be available to the first 300 signups, but with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. It's a reminder to pray, so get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.